Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
Now. I've called this private meeting today because there is an imposter among us. Mm-hmm. There's an imposter among us pretending he's broke walking amongst us. Mm-hmm. This brother has been eating every day. Can you believe that? Eating every day pretending he's with us. He's not one of us. This brother right here has been out making.
Yesterday, I'm online. There's another guy who does a show, same time as us. An arch nemesis. And listen to this.
Nice. So these are oversized shirts. I don't know if you're an XL or a large.
They're
going to be very, they're going to be big enough.
XL.
Is that XL, are you sure?
Solvana, ne?
Soliano.
Oh, Soliano.
It's stylized. It's Soliano. It's my piano. So dropping an EP, Soliano.
Our very own Sol.
Yeah.
Giving t-shirts away to the enemy. B-Boy is giving to us. I don't have a Soliano t-shirt.
Wow.
Do you have a Soliano t-shirt?
Outside of having a Soliano t-shirt, I didn't even know they existed.
He's always wearing them, I know, I've seen him always wearing them.
But I did not know they were his. That's what I mean.
Bruh.
It could be someone
to give him to. It's one thing to give him to anybody else. To give him to somebody who also does breakfast. What a traitor.
A whole traitor.
Dude, you know Fundo loves oversized t-shirts. It's part of her look. She was wearing this thing last week Friday.
No, but when I saw it on Twitter, I was like, no, I'm going to surprise Sol. I'm going to buy it, and I know how to style it already.
No, I don't mind buying it. We'll support you.
You know, initially.
But to go on the competitor. Competitor's platform.
Nah, come on. Pella, good podcasting. Smoo is not a competitor, man. We don't have competition.
But that's not the point.
No, even listen. Uncle T just sent a text. It's like, traitor. Yeah. Uncle T loves t-shirts.
You know, you've
seen Uncle T's t-shirts. He wears like 500 Grammys t-shirts.
Yeah.
That's his type of print.
He's got the dopest t-shirts.
I will
give you guys t-shirts.
Et tu, Brute?
Wait, Sol. Why must we ask you for t-shirts? First and foremost, we should have been the first people that you would have told, Uguti, guys, here's the thing. I'm putting together this thing. Support me. Even if, as Caesar says, we can all afford to buy the t-shirts, at least communicate with us.
Mac just texted me also, said, traitor!
Like,
just one word.
Everybody sleeping, man. Mac G.
Not that Mac. That's funny. Mac our boss. Okay, but on a serious note,
I'll hook you guys up. Don't worry. But initially, the t-shirts, I was just making them for myself. And then I've been wearing them to gigs on the podcast, and people have been demanding them. And then stock only arrived, like literally the day Smoo, I was doing the podcast on Smoo Show. And I was like, okay, cool. May as well.
Okay, and then what happened the next day? I'm going to tell you stock arrived.
Is this what this hour is about?
No, this is what the hour is about.
I'm disappointed in you, Captain.
Have you ever had a situation, right, where you found out there was something that happened and either you weren't invited or you weren't included and you felt very, very disappointed? Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah, no, it has.
Really?
It has. Recently, I found out that my siblings hung out without me.
Yo.
I was like, it's like that.
Like, deliberately,
No, they say they assumed I was busy.
But you always go on every weekend.
Didn't ask me.
Covering football.
But ask me.
Fundo's got no friends anyway.
Yeah. No, but guys, I found friends. I've got two girlfriends now.
Really?
And we've got our first girls' trip. We're going to Durban this weekend.
Since when? Just 2 weeks ago.
Guys. I got some colleagues from the SABC. So we are girlfriends now. And we've got our first trip. I'll be documenting everything. Two girls. But if they ever left me out, I'd feel so offended, because we even started a group for the Nedbank Cup final for the trip.
But you know, trips either make or break a friendship. Is it not too soon if you just found them 2 weeks ago?
Bruh. You need to give us feedback on Monday when you come back. You guys should print t-shirts. I went to Durban and I survived.
We're wearing Sol's t-shirts at the airport. We're wearing your t-shirts.
If you get
them. Have you ever found something. You're like, how? I was not included.
Yeah.
And you felt betrayed. Give us a shout. 086-000-00959.
Kumbuzo and Klerksdorp.
Yes, how are you?
We are well, thanks. And you?
I'm very fine. I'm very fine. Thank you. A friend of mine got married like recently, I think about 2 weeks ago. So he was getting married for the second time. So I always have this joke that my friends are making the same mistake twice. So I never got invited. My wife actually saw the WhatsApp status of my friend having posted that it's his big day on that Sunday. So that really rubbed me off a little bit.
So tell me something, Skumbuzo. How close of a friend is he? Because, you know, some people use the term friend loosely. Maybe you consider him a friend, but he doesn't consider you a friend.
We are very close. Like, he's my childhood friend. We used to play arcade games together. We used to play TV games together. Even now, we're in the health department. He's a paramedic. I'm a nurse. So we are very close. We are very, very close. Even met on Thursday because if I DJ, I play soul and R&B. And he's going to come on Sunday to a place that I was booked at. Only to find out that the Sunday that he's telling me that he's going to come through is the Sunday that he was getting married on.
No, Skumbuzo, you must address it. There's obviously something that he's not telling you. I think he's upset at you for some reason. Or maybe he's got a legitimate reason not to invite you. It's like they were keeping it small and something for the family. I don't know.
Yes, but he could have told me. He could have told me. Even something small. And besides, I was booked on that Sunday, so I would have understood. So I'm just waiting for the steam to cool off a little bit, and then I'll confront him.
I think maybe.
I'm waiting for him to also enjoy his honeymoon. I don't want to crush his honeymoon.
Sometimes it's not the guy, like his friend, that makes the decision. Maybe it's the wife, the parents, and they feel like he's a DJ, bad influence. I remember we had a friend like that. He got married, and all of us, we thought we were best friends, four of us. None of us, the other three, were groomsmen at all. He was guys from his workplace. We were shocked, but I was good enough to be selected to speak. But
yeah, groomsmen, I understand, but not an invitation at all.
Nah, bro. I'm your best friend.
Nah.
It happened to me the past weekend. One of our friends invited one friend to a sibling wedding and not invited me. She was talking about it here and there, but then, boom, post. She invited the other friend, but not me. Mm. And so, may I please have a T-shirt for my son? He loves oversized T-shirts.
It's 600 rand.
Quite a couple of times to me. And you know what? One thing we need to know as human beings. People choose themselves. And there's nothing wrong when they choose themselves over you. So, yeah. It's part of life. Just find a mechanism to cope with certain things, disappointment and all of that.
Hey, Sizwe, ungayikhulumi leyo nto leyo. People I thought were my friends recently found out that they hung out together and went to Wamaimai without me. And then I only saw it, we stayed as a somunye. Yo, I got really, really disappointed. Got to get me now. If kwenzeka kanjalo, I just keep on even doing, because really, if we are friends and then you decide ukuthi nihambe nodwa without telling me, then kushuthi vela ngisangifuni. So abantu bafunde ukungaziforced ebantwini. If you are not wanted, zikhiphe nawe.
And you know, sometimes social media is how people get themselves caught. Because if you're going to exclude me from something that we normally do as a collective, don't post.
Somebody they knew, you know, like my.
Or
let me choose too much. I'm not fooling my mind. We know lose the love and also save any.
Oh,
there's certain things. Mina, I like staying at home. You're doing me a favor, but yeah. I don't take those things personally. That's me.
It always depends who is excluding you.
Ish.
Man, last December, this one broke me. I was not invited to the Christmas party, family Christmas party. Yeah. I literally cried from the 25th until the New Year because of that. Yeah, so yeah, that hurt me. And I will never forget it.
Family Christmas party. That's crazy.
Avoid the egg. Sometimes I avoid the egg.
But that's your family.
Not anymore.
All the time. And like sekize ngiyasijayela vele ukuthi anginabangani because usually uzothola abantu siyi-scheme mara abantu sebaphosta sebaphuma i-trip bahambile babodwa sebashare ama-video you know most when you like scrolling through your WhatsApp and you see your boys and I'm like how I thought we're boys abantu sebaphosta bakuphi nakuphi so yeah I always experience that and vele ngasitshela ngathi angisenabangani angiphila nabantu laba vele for entertainment laba engiphila nabo when I'm out but ngiyazitshela nje ukuthi deep down inside anginabangani
inkomo edla yodwa
is the world nene ngwana ko gae o thotse room then abatwetsa room warming sort of like house warming thing and then nabe ile date outside tlwa khatsela ngwana ko gae arai akisa yetsa my colleagues ba itse batlotla and chill with me ba tlontsha ditshelete so akusetsa house warming and even if ile di colleagues tsa gae I felt like mara why are saying include phela I'm the only sister hle that time ne ke plani lo re ke tlo pheya prepare ke mothuse ai next she told me gore ai ska wara ke di colleague ebile ke tla utlisetsa plate.
It sounds like there was no room for you.
That's funny. Maybe she's still gonna do something for the family. I don't
room
know.
Warming.
My friend, bro, like my bestie, bro. I found out that the bro Veto has other besties, and I'm not his best. Yo, that hurts. Like, you know, that even now, like, I think belong you one, you know, that like, if mutanga phone or doesn't reach out, yeah, I'm gonna laugh because that's like I'm the one who's reaching out all the time. So, I literally stopped communication, just ceased, bro. Like, yeah, guys, I'm gonna find out. Team, you're making it hurt.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.